This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The Walt Disney Company said it will build an immersive Star Wars hotel at its resort in Orlando, Florida. They also revealed that the new Star Wars-themed lands will be called Star Wars Galaxy's Edge and will open at their parks in California and Florida in 2019. The company has been investing heavily in the business on the premise that park attractions can't easily be copied by competitors or made obsolete by new technology. Huh, smart mouse. America's Got Talent judge Mel B has been ordered to pay her estranged husband $40,000 a month. Stephen Belafonte's request for emergency spousal support was granted by a judge who agreed that he needs help paying for food, housing, and his phone, among other things. So Mel will have to keep paying out until both sides work out their final divorce settlement. Can you say deadbeat just got very lucky? Leonardo DiCaprio confirmed that he will reunite again with director extraordinaire Martin Scorsese. The pair, who have worked together on Wolf of Wall Street, Gangs of New York, The Aviator, The Departed, and more, are currently developing a film adaptation of the true crime thriller Killers of the Flower Moon, The Osage Murders, and The Birth of the FBI, based on the best-selling book by David Gran. It will be Martin's next project following his highly anticipated Netflix movie, The Irishman, which releases next year. Musician Kid Rock hinted at a Senate run in 2018, teasing that he will have a major announcement soon. Kid Rock would be taking on Democrat Debbie Stabenow, who already sent an email out asking for donations, saying, quote, "This afternoon, Kid Rock hinted that he was going to challenge me for the U.S. Senate. We don't know if this is real or just a publicity stunt, but after Donald Trump's surprising win last year, we need to act fast," unquote. Gee, Kid Rock is a state senator? What's next? A real estate developer and reality TV host as president of the United States? Oh, wait. The fired voice of Kermit the Frog, Steve Whitmire, says he's devastated. Whitmire took over as Kermit after founder Jim Henson died in 1990. He posted this online saying, quote, "This is my life's work since I was 19 years old. I feel that I'm at the top of my game. I would never consider abandoning Kermit because to do so would be to forsake the assignment entrusted to me by Jim Henson, my friend and mentor," unquote. Disney claims they fired him over unacceptable business conduct, which is doublespeak for complaining too much. Sad. Grossing $151 million, Guns N' Roses' Not In This Lifetime tour leads the list of top tours in the world during the first 6 months of 2017. U2's The Joshua Tree 30-year anniversary tour came in second with $118 million, which was good enough to land them at the top for North America. GNR are set to touch down in the U.S. this October, so we'll see if they finish first for the year. Justin Bieber is number three, Metallica is four, and rounding out the top five is Depeche Mode. Wow. Rapper DMX has pleaded not guilty to charges he's been dodging the IRS. The hip-hop star appeared in federal court after authorities accused him of owing $1.7 million in back taxes. Prosecutors say he stopped paying taxes in the early 2000s at the peak of his career, and when the IRS tried to make him pay up, he began putting his paychecks in his manager's accounts and having them give him cash for his expenses. Dude, pay your taxes, or otherwise, say hello to your cellmate, Bubba. Paris Jackson has a new man in her life, and gasp, he's double her age. The 19-year-old model was seen holding hands with 90210 actor Trevor Donovan here in LA over the weekend, and of course, pics of the couple made their way onto social media. Trevor, who also starred in Melissa and Joey, is the first man Paris has been linked to since she split with Michael Snoddy, whom she dated for a year. Trevor previously dated Scandal actress Sonia Rockwell from 2006 to 2009. Let's see how long this lasts. Aaron Carter got busted. The 29-year-old singer was pulled over by police in Habersham County, Georgia, about 90 miles north of Atlanta. Aaron was charged with DUI, possession of less than an ounce of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The pop star also refused to undergo a breathalyzer and drug test to determine whether he was driving under the influence. Aaron is the younger brother of Backstreet Boys singer Nick Carter. Former America's Got Talent host Nick Cannon is having trouble moving on. The 36-year-old musician and TV personality admitted he wasn't exactly ready for love after his split from Mariah Carey. Cannon said, quote, "I can't. I'm shattered. I'm always dating. Why not? I'm a single man. I'm supposed to date," unquote. The comedian went on to say their marriage was a special time, adding that they made some amazing children together. In the meantime, their kids are saying, "Where's Daddy? And who are all these strange women?" This is disturbing. Scottish singing sensation Susan Boyle says she's been at the mercy of a gang of neighborhood kids who regularly insult her and hurl rocks and blazing pieces of paper at the Britain's Got Talent star. Boyle, who suffers from Asperger syndrome, has been repeatedly harassed at her home by the group of 10 to 15 local teenagers. These kids all need a nice vacation in jail. The Trash Bin. Kendall Jenner got a restraining order against another alleged stalker. Yep, add Thomas Hummel to the growing list of men required by law to stay away from her. The model and reality star was granted the order after she received multiple letters attacking her and her mother, Kris Jenner. The letters also included stories about Thomas seeing and falling in love with Kendall at a post office in 2008 and a Costco in 1998. But Kendall was only three in 1998. Can you say creepy?
The news wrap-up.
Tesla founder Elon Musk is calling for stricter regulations on artificial intelligence, stating that it's the biggest risk we face as a civilization. Samsung is poised to overtake Intel as the world's largest semiconductor manufacturer. Red is bringing an ultra-high-end Android phone to market in 2018 with amazing new holographic technology and other goodies. We could see the PlayStation 5 as soon as 2019 once 4K adoption crosses the 50% mark in the U.S.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Dunkirk holds on to the top spot for a second week.
The number one album.
Lana Del Rey's Lust for Life is the brand new number one album.
The number one app.
No, 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 it's still Minecraft Pocket Edition.
The number one fiction book.
James Patterson's Murder Games is the best-selling book in the USA.
Bebe Rexha is an Albanian-American singer who has guested on some of the biggest pop hits of the past couple of years, including G-Eazy's Me, Myself, and I, David Guetta's Hey Mama, and Martin Garrix's In the Name of Love. She also co-wrote the chart-topping Eminem and Rihanna single The Monster. Now she's going it alone, and we love her new track. Here's Bebe Rexha with rapper Lil Wayne with the Song of the Week. The Way I Are, Dance With Somebody.
So let's let our hearts bleed till they turn to rust. Gonna live it up, 'cause it's dangerous. No, I don't wanna play the part. I just wanna dance with somebody. I just wanna dance with somebody. I just wanna dance with somebody.
That was 27-year-old Bebe Rexha featuring Lil Wayne with the Song of the Week, The Way I Are, Dance With Somebody. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.